Praise be to God. Have you ever reached to a place where it seems like life has come to an end? You have come to that place where everything seems to be hopeless. You are about to give up in life. You are about to give up in that relationship. You are about to give up in that business idea. You are about to give up in that career. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You are about to give up in that marriage. Then Jesus shows up. Praise be to God. Jesus of Nazareth, the change maker, the redeemer, the healer, he shows up in that hospital bed. A testimony where Jesus appeared in the dream. Hallelujah. And when they woke up in the morning, they were seeing. People were blind. They just had an encounter in the night. But when they woke up, they found that the cancer is gone. They found that the pain is gone. They found that they were deaf, but now they can hear. They found that they were blind, but now they can see. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Indeed, when we are singing prophetically. Praise be to God. Every time we will be singing this song, doors will be opening. Praise be to God. The doors that are meant to be opened concerning our life, concerning our destiny, they will be open in the name of Jesus. The Lord will be making ways. The Lord will be making connections. The Lord will be building bridges in our life. Praise be to God. Sometimes that bridge has to be built for you to cross over. Hallelujah. So when you sing the song, sing it with the power of revelation. Because what Jesus did on Calvary, by him dying for our sin, by him shedding his blood, he made a way for us. Praise be to God. That is the biggest place where Jesus made a way is at Calvary. At Calvary, Jesus made a way to eternal life. At Calvary, Jesus made a way to abundant life, overflowing life, fruitful life, impactful life, meaningful life, because he is the bread of life. Praise be to God. And we cannot be eating the bread of life the way we have been eating and remain the same. Our lives has to change for his glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to quickly run. We are going to share a little bit from our last time discussion from the book of Proverbs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 16. The book of Proverbs chapter 16. I want us to begin reading from verse 24. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16 from verse 24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end leads to death. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So we have to walk with a lot of precaution. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because there are moments where we can be deceived that you are doing the right thing. But if it is not aligned with his will, when whatever you are doing is not aligned with the word of God, when it contradicts the holy scriptures, praise be to God, know that you are headed in danger. Praise be to God. Know that you are headed in danger. There are moments that the devil makes sin appear normal. Praise be to God. We live in a time of lawlessness. We live in a time where the devil is offering sin for sin to look appealing, for sin to look okay, but it is not okay. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we have to be very careful, hallelujah, not to buy into the lies of the devil. Praise be to God. Whatever God has said no, let it remain a big no. Hallelujah. Because his word is yes and amen. There is no in between with God. Praise be to God. It's either we obey or disobey. Praise be to God. It's either we stay hot or we remain cold. Praise be to God. If you are for God, be for God. If you are for the devil, be for the devil. Praise be to God of Nazareth. But do not allow yourself to be deceived with your own ways, which are not according to the word of God, not according to the will, because the will of the Father in heaven is inscribed in his word. Praise be to God. So if you are doing anything that is contradicting the Holy Bible, praise be to God. Know that you are leading somewhere very dangerous in the name of Jesus. A worker's appetite works for him. His mouth urges him on. A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A worthless man, praise be to God, plots evil. Praise be to God. It's very dangerous to be plotting evil. Do you know, even in this past pandemic, how many people are plotting evil? They use fear, they use all manner of things to plot evil. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that have happened. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We have heard the needle was killing more people than the virus itself. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But those are people that are plotting evil with the name of we want to decrease the population of the world. Praise be to God. You know, the worthless men plot evil. Praise be to God. They plot evil. And his speech is like a scorching fire. When they speak, there is trouble. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But we are not those like that. We are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Praise be to God. A dishonest man spreads strife. You know, people who are not honest, they are quickly to cause division. Praise be to God. Because they are not honest with their action. They are not true. Praise be to God. Do you know, there are people that may come and want to be part of the ministry. They want to be part of the church. Praise be to God. But they are not honest with their dealing. They are not honest. Behind your back, they go and do the opposite. Praise be to God. They pretend, oh, I'm part of this church. Oh, I'm part of this ministry. But they run a different ministry. Praise be to God. They are doing their own things. Praise be to God. We have to learn to be honest, because our Father in heaven is watching. Praise be to God. And we cannot force ourselves. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You cannot pretend for long. God will expose you. Praise be to God. Because this is his house, and the church has to be built with men and women who have sincere calling to the will of God, sincere calling to the purposes of God, sincere calling to the kingdom of God. We have to be honest with our service to God, not to do it with divided heart, but with one heart. Praise be to God. With unity of mind and unity of faith. Let us not cause division among us. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't be the one who spreads strife, that wherever you come, people ask to fight with each other. You talk bad about this person, or he say that you are bad, or you are just going from home to home, from ministry to ministry, from relationship to relationship, causing strife, because you are not honest. You have to be honest that your character needs repentance, needs change. There are people that your character is causing trouble everywhere. everywhere you are going, you are causing trouble. Praise be to God. You need to look at yourself. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Jesus taught us, before you see the log on your brother's eye, before you see the speck on your brother's eye, you need to see the log on your own eye. Praise be to God. Before you see problems on other people, see problems that are inside you. See how you are a person that is difficult to love. You know, there are people that is very difficult to love them because of their character. Your character is so one thing that even loving you is a problem. Even your own husband loving you or your own wife loving you is a problem because your character is wayward. Praise be to God. Sometimes we have to be lovable for others to love us. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have to be sociable. We have to learn to talk to people. We have to learn to respect people. We have to learn to honor people. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have to be lovable. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So sometimes it's a problem with character. Work on your character. Work on your ways. Work on how you associate with people. Work on how you talk about people. Do you talk well about people? Praise be to God of Nazareth. I know of people that even their pastor, the moment they leave the church, they start talking negative. They start tearing their pastor out. Look at the kind of shoe he wore today. I wish he wear color red. Why is he wearing such kind of dress? Praise be to Jesus. Why is he wearing the same t-shirt all the time? You know, when you start talking like that, grace will disappear. The grace in the life of that man of God will not work for you because you have disgraced it. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So you have to be very careful. Praise be to God. Be careful. A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. Have you ever had a close friend and the next day they don't want to talk to you anymore? Somebody was excited in meeting you. They were excited to do ministry with you. Then they meet a certain whisperer and they say, "Hey, do you know brother so-and-so? Do you know sister so-and-so? Do you know what is going on in their life? Hey. Have you heard this story? Hey, le. Oh." And the next thing you meet with the person, they look another way. They avoid your face. You wonder what happened. You say, "Hey, sister, brother, how are you?" Praise be to God. Now they don't want to see you anymore. They don't want to meet you anymore because they have heard the words of a whisperer. There's a lot of people that have come out of the presence of God because of the word of a whisperer. Let the words of a whisperer not kick you out from the place you are meant to be planted. You are meant to be blessed. You are meant to grow. You are meant to make impact. The devil has a way of removing people from that very place where they will be impactful, where they will be usable, where they will be grounded, where their gift will be visible. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It is not every church God will bless you. It is not every church God will allow you to be planted. Praise be to God. I know there are people that go to big ministry, but they know they are not planted there. They know they are not effective. They know they are not visible. Praise be to God. But they are just going there for name. You know, you just go to this church for name, but you know you are not visible at all. You are like a tiny seed in the midst of a whole grains. Praise be to Jesus Christ. Be at a place where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Where your gift will be visible. Your impact will be visible. Praise be to God. Where you are blessed. Where you are planted. Where you are effective. Where you are purpose driven. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where you will bear fruits worthy of repentance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do not allow a whisperer. And don't just hear something and then you treat it as if it is the truth. Praise be to God. Do your own homework. Hallelujah. Do your own homework. There are people that you hate a man you have never even met. You just heard something about the guy. You heard something about the pastor. And now you hate the pastor with a passion. How do you know that the things you heard are true? Praise be to God. You have never talked to that person. You have never listened to their sermon. You have never known their character. You have never read their books. You have never listened to their preaching, praise be to God. So how do you know them? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May no one drive you away from the presence of God because of gossip. May no one drive you away from the presence of God. Hallelujah. You yourself, you know where you are being blessed spiritually. Praise be to God. Don't go to a church where you know you are not being blessed spiritually because a whisperer darted your ears. That's why you have to be very careful. There are situations that when you, there are things that when you start hearing, you just walk out and say, "Ah, I don't want that story. Can you change the story?" Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't dirty your ears. Praise be to God. Don't dirty your spirit. Don't mess up your spirit, because you will meet with that man of God or that brother. You will start looking at them like, "Is this real? Is this real? Is this real?" Let us be careful, brothers and sisters. How we talk about other people. Let us be careful not to separate close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. Praise be to God. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him to a way that is not good. You know, there are people that their purpose is to look for trouble. They are looking for trouble. They are looking for people they can annoy. They are looking for people they can look down. They are looking for places they can go and steal. Praise be to God. Be careful of this kind of people. A man of violence always look to mislead his neighbor. Don't be misled with a crooked man. Don't be misled with a crooked woman. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't be misled. Praise be to God. There are people that are out there to mislead others. They will make you enter into things you will live to regret. They will make you enter into organizations you will live to regret. Praise be to God. There's a lot of demonic organizations outside there, and people can make you enter into those organizations only to come to realize what you entered was not what you thought. That the deep secrets, the deep doctrines of that organization are not what you thought. Praise be to God. May you never be misled. Pray for the friends that you have, that the Lord will give you good people around you, for bad company corrupts good morals. Whoever winks his eyes plans dishonest things. He who passes his lips brings evil to pass. Praise be to Jesus. You see, there is a way we can use our lips and our eyes in a demonic way. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are people that when they start twisting their eye, know that they are planning dishonest things. You know, they are calculating, how can I steal that purse? How can I steal his ministry? How can I steal his wife? How can I steal his children? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, there are behaviors that us as human beings we do. Even seduction behavior. Praise be to Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling us we shouldn't be doing that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As believers, as Christian, the way we carry ourselves, praise be to God, not just by words, but also by behavior. Praise be to God. By just behavior. You know, the way you talk, the way you look, praise be to God, the way you do things, praise be to God, is a language. As human beings, we can talk without opening our mouth. But just the way that brother is smiling to you, you know that smile is not a brotherly smile. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The way they wink, the way they do certain things, praise be to God, it will click in you that is not normal. That one has a different language. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. May we be pure in heart, that whatever we do is a blessing. Praise be to Jesus Christ. That it will not mislead anyone to hell or to sin in the name of Jesus. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gain in a righteous life. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gain in a righteous life. So if we want to live long on earth, we have to live a righteous life until old age. Even in gray hair, the Bible say we shall bear fruits. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Even in gray hair, you will bear fruits for his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not expire until you go to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. You won't be an expired product. Hallelujah. Continue doing your purpose until you go to be with the Lord. You know, I hear some people, I'm now retired general, I am retired pastor, but why are you here on earth? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You can't be retired and be here on earth. Here, to be here on earth, you have to work. Praise be to God. We are here to work until our last breath. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I must work the work of my Father while it is still day. Praise be to God. God has given you bread. God has given you health. You can walk around. He has given you a brain. You can talk. You can preach. You can minister to people. And you are telling us you are retired. Retired what? Praise be to God. There's so much work to be done. If you are retired, go to heaven. Praise be to God. To be here on earth, you have to work. There is no time for slumber. Do something that is effective. Do something that is changing life. Do something. Minister the word. Share the video. Share teachings. Praise be to God. Spread virtue. If you can't preach, spread virtue. You have your phone there. Share to 100 people this message. Praise be to God. Spread virtue. Be at work. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Magnify the things of God. Don't just be sitting there lazying. I'm now on my 50s, on my 60s. Oh, now I am a retired apostle. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be like that. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Gray hair is a crown of life for the righteous. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It is gained by righteous life. If you want to live long, hallelujah, live right. If you want to live long, live right. Praise be to God. There are people that have decreased their lifespan because of the lifestyle they were living. Praise be to God. There are people that have died in their 30s, in their early 20s, in their 16, in their early 40s. Praise be to God. That were meant to live to 100 years because the way they were living was not right. You are going around, you are sleeping with many men, sleeping with many women. You are destroying your body with alcohol. You are smoking. You are doing all manner of things that is destroying your body, and you expect that you will live long. No. You have to rectify certain things. There are things that there are things that when we consume, we know that we are decreasing our lifespan. So even what you eat, what you partake in your body, allow the spirit to help you to eat healthy. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. To drink healthy, to do things that will nurture your health. Praise be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. The Bible says, whoever is slow to anger, hallelujah, is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. In other words, you can take up a city, but if you haven't learned to govern your spirit, you will lose it. God can give you a marriage, for example, but if you haven't learned to govern your spirit, you will lose that marriage. Why will you lose that marriage? Talking. When you are angry, you are throwing sofurias, you are throwing everything around you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what? There are people that when they are angry, they can do anything. They can throw children up and down. They can kick everything. They can throw food on their partner. They can do all kinds of things. Then when they are quiet, I say, oh, I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. It wasn't me. I don't know what entered me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. There are certain anger that you need deliverance. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are certain anger that are demonic. It can be the spirit of anger is ruling over you. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You know, God has taught us to be slow to anger and quick to listen. Praise be to God. To be slow. Hallelujah. It's not that the Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. Be angry, but do not sin. We are human beings. There's a lot of things that people do that we don't like, but we don't hold them in our heart. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We have learned to rule our spirit. We don't allow ourselves to be carried away. To be carried away where you become abusive, where your language becomes toxic. Praise be to God. That is where you reach to a level of sinning. Praise be to God. Don't allow yourself to be emotional. Don't allow yourself to be carried away. Now you begin to do things that you will regret. You begin to say words that you will regret. Praise be to God. A man who governs his spirit, hallelujah, is greater than the mighty. Hallelujah. Greater than the one who takes up a city. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you have been blessed this morning, and that will be the end of Proverbs chapter 16. I know we stayed in this chapter long, but we will continue to chapter 17 the next time we are going to have the morning devotion. Remember that today is Friday. We are going to be having healing, prophetic, and deliverance service this afternoon. Praise be to Jesus. So I'm going to be seeing you very, very soon this evening at 7 p.m. Chicago Central Time. If you are in Chicago, you are welcome to come and worship with us, or you can subscribe on YouTube. On our channels, we'll be live on YouTube, we'll be live on Twitter, we will be live on Facebook too, and different other social channels. Make sure that you are part of what the Lord is doing. We will also be live at RTD Church Christian Radio, where we are live right now. Please, if you haven't downloaded the app, the link is provided somewhere. Please make sure that you download RTD Church Christian Radio, and you will be blessed with the teachings, with the worship that is there. Praise be to God. Thank you again for being part of RTD Church morning devotion, and may the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord keep you, and may the Lord be gracious towards you this morning. You are blessed, and you are blessed indeed. May our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in onto RTD Church International. See you soon this afternoon. Bye-bye.